John Walters, voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, on with us here this morning at our Cyclone Insider, all brought to you by Legends in Marshalltown. 30-10 was the final score from last Saturday. Iowa State, they went and dominated on the road as, boy, I tell you what, the defense really, kind of set the tone there with Emory Jones, got a pick on him, and early on that really, I thought, gave the offense a lot of confidence. What'd you kind of feel about that aspect?
I was really pleased with the defense and the progress they made last week. I think that, as we looked at, and we talked about this last week, just, in the big picture of Iowa State's season, if they're going to do something special, the defense had to start to inch closer to what it was, in the last few years. And it had struggled to be that a little bit. It had really struggled with rush defense especially. And I thought they did a great job at Cincinnati. I thought they really came a long way. And, you put it back-to-back with a pretty good performance against TCU, even though they did give up some rush yards. They held them. They had 7 points, late in the game. Got an oh-by-the-way touchdown at the end. So those are two pretty high-powered offenses that Iowa State shut down completely for the most part. And so I'm really pleased with the direction the defense is headed. And it's not surprising that it's taken a while. You've got some very young linebackers, some young guys up front. There's 25 freshmen or sophomores that are playing every game for Iowa State right now in total. And a lot of those guys are on the defensive side of the ball. And so it probably would have been unrealistic to expect them to be great right out of the gate. But I think as the season wears on, they're getting better and better under the direction of John Haycock. And so that's really exciting.
No football game this weekend because of the bye week. But do you have any thoughts on the upcoming basketball season?
Really excited about basketball, and for different reasons. With the women's team, it's, they're very young, and so I'm just excited to see what they have. There's all these, it's the best recruiting class that Bill Fenley's ever brought in. They're going to be forced into duty right away because they're not a deep team, and so we're going to see a lot of those new players play, and I'm excited to see what they can do. So it's just kind of the element of the unknown with them. And then on the men's side, I just feel like they're going to be really good. I like the way TJ's assembled his roster. I like what they have back on this team, and I think they're going to be really good defensively in the backcourt with Keyshawn Gilbert and Taman Lipsey, and that could be as good a defensive backcourt as there is in college basketball. And so, that will allow Iowa State to really force turnovers, which has always been their bread and butter, get out and run a little bit more, maybe off those turnovers. And then, they've got more depth inside because Rob Jones is back, Trey King is back, but you also have Omaha Ballou and Milan Momchilovich in that front line, and Hassan Ward, who's a guy that kind of got forgotten about, that really came on strong last season, and TJ Fields is going to be one of the surprise players in the Big 12 this year. He's had a great summer, and so I think there's a lot of depth there inside and more shooters on this roster as well. So it'll be a fun season for the men's team for sure.
Well, and if they bring that defensive game that they always do, they're going to be one tough team to beat. I was surprised to see the Big 12 preseason poll. Iowa State was picked to finish seventh. Now, I get it. It's one of the best basketball conferences in the nation. But I tell you what TJ Otzelberger has done since he's taken over has been pretty phenomenal. And this from... I love college basketball, by the way, but this is not a seventh place Big 12 team. This is a team that I feel that has the potential to go down to Kansas City and win the tournament this year in the Big 12.
Well, they always have that potential because of their great fan base and a lot of years anyway, they have that potential. I certainly think this would be one of those years, but as far as the regular season finish, I understand it, too. I mean, there's a lot of great teams in the Big 12 Conference, certainly. Mm-hmm. And I didn't expect Iowa State to be in the AP Top 25 going into the season. I'm a little bit surprised they didn't get any votes. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you what, over the course of the season, I can almost guarantee you Iowa State will be rated in the Top 25. Mm-hmm. And I think once they get in there, it'll be hard to get them back out of there. And I think this is going to be a very good team that's going to make the NCAA tournament and make a lot of Cyclone fans proud.
Yeah, you take a look at their run last year. They were kind of a little bit of an overlooked team, and then by a month into the season, they were in the top 25. Didn't take them long.
No, I think that could be the case again this year. Now, their schedule is pretty soft, I'll admit, in the non-conference, and so they have a lot of home games. They're going to win a lot of games. And then, can they beat Iowa? Can they win at DePaul? If they win, do well down in Orlando in the ESPN Events Invitational. In those three challenges that present themselves there, if they can do well in those three things, they're going to be up there. They're going to be ranked. And even after that, you know, once you get into conference play, I think they're going to certainly win their share of those big games that are going to come within the Big 12 schedule. And so I feel like it's a top 25 team. I've watched them practice a lot. I really like the newcomers. The three transfers in are going to make a big impact. And they can score the basketball. They're going to guard the heck out of you. And they're going to be tough. And I think they're going to have a very good season.
Yep, that is for sure. John, thanks so much for the time. Enjoy the bye week.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.